Unknown Artist, Portrait of Napoleon I, 19th Century. A figurine that signifies respect. Small figurines of contemporary or historical personages were meant to adorn a writing desk. The statute also gave a visitor to an office an indication of whom its owner idolized. Figurines in a study or office could depict rulers, poets, or ancient philosophers. Often the desk ornaments were made of unbreakable metal, but the 18th century saw porcelain used as well. Figurines of Napoleon I standing in a dominant pose or as a bust were popular in 19th century France, as he was seen as a patriot and hero. In other places, the Corsican was seen as a monster who embroiled Europe in prolonged war and sowed destruction in many countries. Another household object in the Narva Museum depicting Napoleon I, a desk lamp made in Austria, portrays him as a defeated and disillusioned man. It is not known how the figure paying homage to Napoleon ended up in Narva, which in the 19th century was on the boundary between German and Russian cultural spheres. For both, Napoleon was considered a conqueror. The work is based on a version created by French sculptor Émile Guillemot, which was copied quite a bit with minor variations. Usually a pedestal was added to the copies so that the portrait would resemble a monument. On the front of the Narva statue is Napoleon's heraldic bird, an eagle with lightning bolts. The motif is derived from the standards of Roman legions, where the eagle was the symbol of the king of the god Jupiter, who commanded lightning.